Blog Talk Radio. to sing. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
For each and every one of you. I'm pretty sure you have a glorious time, if not a blessing time. We just want to give God the honor. We bless his holy name, because somebody need to come talk to me this morning, because my God, we done found out he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And throughout all the fights and throughout the wars that you done been through throughout this year, but guess what? I want to let somebody know that you are coming out victorious. You're going to finish this year strong. You already have. No matter what coming your way, it's going to be so. I wish I had somebody tonight going to stand up with me. Just let the enemy know at the end of the day, I'm going to finish strong. Amen. Listen, you all, I'm so excited. By the end of the year, conference death on next week. I'm telling you, next week, December the 30th and also the 31st, we're going to be in conference. And I'm telling you, if you want to get geared up, you want to get information pertaining to the different things about the biblical aspect of the things of the Lord, it's going to bless your soul. It's going to bless your soul. I'm talking about, it's going to be classes going on, the purpose of intercessory prayer, understanding the function of the church, the gifts of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be sessions going on with worship in the art. Amen. Then it's going to be talking about what is your spiritual gift pertaining to the youth. So youth going to also have their sessions as well. These are a lot of things that is going to sum everything up to get you geared and get you moving forward. My God, so you can have a successful 2023. Somebody need to talk to me and talk to your boy. I just want to speak to somebody tonight that knows they blessed. Listen, I understand we are all going through. You're going through something. Some of everybody is going through. But I want to talk to individuals that's going to take these last couple of days of this year, last couple of weeks of this year. They're going to declare and decree that at the end of the day, I'm blessed. I am highly favored. Everything that God has for me, it is for me. And I just want to talk to somebody tonight that know without a shadow of doubt, it is for me. Amen. Is anybody there tonight, my God Almighty, wherever you are, that you could just really testify that what God has for me, it is for me. And I don't care what it looks like or what it may be, that I'm going to shout my way. These last couple of weeks or last couple of days, I'm going to shout my way. I'm going to praise my way. I'm not going to be crying over spilled milk. I'm not going to worry about what ain't coming in place, because at the end of the day, I'm going to finish strong, and I'm going to finish strong with everybody who's going to come in my life. I connected with. I'm taking you with me. Amen. Because we're going to finish where? We're going to finish together. I just want to give God some praise. And I'm telling you, and give him a shout tonight, because at the end of the day, if the Lord have not been on our side, somebody could testify that tonight. If the Lord have not been on our side, we don't know where we will be. Some of you, you need to go ahead and praise God throughout this rest of the year, regardless of how your body is racking with pain. Go ahead and praise God, regardless of what the reports may look like. You go ahead and praise God, no matter what your situation may be. You go ahead and praise God.
God, because one of the sessions is going to be talking about what are the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And also in the book of, in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, it talks about the gift of prophecy. And some of you need to go ahead and prophesy your 2023. You go ahead and prophesy by giving God the praise, thanking him, no matter what it looks like. Everything is working together for his good. I just want to talk to somebody, my God. You know what? I'm going to help you to go ahead and praise them. Let's go ahead and praise them for 30 seconds for what God has already done.
He's in the day. In the day. I got to praise him with my voice.
Because the enemy tried to take many of you out. The enemy tried to take you out with depression. The enemy tried to take you out physically. The enemy tried to capture your mind. But at the end of the day, you are still here. Your mother, y'all better go ahead and praise him. Because whatever the enemy tried, it ain't going to work. Oh, I might as well praise him. Out of here, because I thought it was some people tonight want to just give God some praise. I thought it was some people tonight is not worrying about somebody trying to pray for them for finances, want to touch their body, want to get a prophetic word. They just looking back upon their life and see what God done. Matter of fact, we don't have to go that far. Let's go at the beginning of this year and see what God done brought us from. You might as well just go ahead and give them glory. I feel like somebody tonight, you already shouting. Baby, if you got to pull your car over, do what you got to do. Go ahead and give him the praise. Go ahead and give him the glory. I just feel like glory fire.
Oh, come down. His glory come down. When the praise is gone.
Praise the Lord.
My God, tonight, are you still here? Regardless of what you done been through, regardless of what it may be and what it looks like, I want to let somebody know that you're still here. Amen. You might as well just got, you have enough to go ahead and give God some praise. You might as well go ahead and tweet the family, go ahead and send a text and say, look, we are still here. We still here. It's still here. My God. And that's the way that, my God, that the time being, and that's the way that circumstances may came about at the end of the day, it's been a little challenges, it's been a little glitch, it's been a little hiccup, but guess what? We're still here. So I want to let somebody know, regardless of what may go on, even on tonight, guess what? We're still here. So some of you need to just go ahead and give God a praise and just say, God, I thank you, because no matter what, I'm still here. I ready to throw in the towel, but I'm still here. I was ready to give up, but I'm still here. Things done shook my faith and things done shook my mind. But guess what, Lord? I'm still here. I wish somebody tonight, I just feel like giving God a praise, and I wish somebody tonight got to still hear praise. Do you got to still hear praise, my God? Because only you, the only one, could testify. You, the only one, could tell your story. You, the only one, could tell how you done went through some rough of the rough. Didn't know if you're going to bounce back for certain situation. Didn't know how you're going to recover. Can I talk to somebody tonight that almost lost your mind? And some of you, you did lose a piece of your mind, and you're still trying to find where that little piece at. But one thing that you do know, without a shadow of doubt, that guess what? You're still here. My God Almighty, is there anybody, my God, could say, I'm still here. I'm still here, Apostle, giving God a praise. I'm still here, and I refuse to throw in the towel and give up. I'm still here. I thought I went through the wilderness, and I went through every trial, and I went through every fiery dart, things that done threw it at me, done shook my faith, and done shook my spirit, made me want to throw in a towel. I felt like it didn't want to be saved no more, ready to give up on God, ready to just walk away, ready to just lay there and die. Whatever may happen, it could go ahead and happen. But guess what? I'm glad, my God Almighty, that everything working together for the good of the Lord. And I could truly say, I'm still, my God, I wish I had somebody tonight and say, I'm still where? I'm still here. I just feel like giving God a still here praise. Can I just praise him? Because I'm going to be shouting all the way out for the rest of this year, because what the enemy meant for bad, my God, where my true testimony is at? My God, what the enemy meant for bad, God already worked that out for his good. That's why we could say we're still here. We may be knocked down one or two or three or four times, but we got right back up, brushed ourselves back off, and say we're still here. We almost got discombobulated at some time, but we still are here. I feel like
just go ahead and leave on that note.
just giving him the praise, just thanking him, because at the end of the day, I'm wiser than I was a couple of years ago. I'm stronger than I was a couple of months ago. God done did exceedingly above all. One thing the enemy better look out on 2023, my faith don't grew. My God, you better look out, because I'm definitely walking by the Spirit of the Lord and not walking by sight, because my faith don't grew. My love don't grew. My relationship with him don't grew. I can testify, it's just not a scripture no more, where I never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging for bread. Baby, that's my life walk. That's what I don't see. That's what I don't experience. That's what God don't reveal to me. I never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging for bread. That's why I can give him the praise and I can give him the glory. I just feel 30 more seconds. Go ahead and
pray.
Here, y'all. I just want to bless God, and I'm telling you, I want to share this with you, because at the end of the day, it is so. I'm telling you, because God is already doing, my God, right about now, we in a season right now where grace is upon individuals. Grace is upon you. Grace is upon everybody. Grace is trying to help individuals to get back in their alignment, get back in their proper place, get back into the sequence and to the things of God. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord revealed to me, I can't wait till the end of this year. I'm definitely going to scratch this word, because we done went through a moment to where we done had 7 years of famine, and God said now we done enter into 7 blessed years, and many of those that is back in place, this is why grace is upon many of you. This is why the calling in the war of God is calling individual back to their specific places, back to their place with the Lord, back into the alignment with the Lord, because God said he don't want you to miss these next 7 years, because these next 7 years finna get ready to catapult your life. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. You might as well get ready, because these next 7 years, it's going to be a year that it's going to be a rapid movement that is going to take place individual in your life. Can I speak to you all tonight? This is not what God is releasing. This is not a corporate release. This is an individual release. This is a release that is going to happen in individual life. So every man has to pay accordingly to he or she. That's why now, for a certain period of time, grace is going to be upon you. And what grace is saying, that the God is calling you back. God is calling you back to worship. God is calling you back to prayer. God is calling you back to get back in alignment. God is calling you back, for you don't have bitterness in your heart, hatred in your heart, and you can walk with me. Why? Because the Holy Ghost already know that it's going to be a seven years to where we don't went through the famine, we don't went through the pandemic, you don't went being shut up, you don't went, my God, losing jobs, been laid off without work, finances acting funny, and God said now we're going to get ready to enter into 7 years of blessing. And I'm telling you right now, I declare and decree that you are not going to let self get in the way for what God's going to get ready to do. I want to let you know again, this is not a corporate move. This is not a corporate release. This is an individual move. This is an individual release. What are you saying, Pastor? You can sit down next to your neighbor in church, and what God's going to get ready to do, God can bless your neighbor because your neighbor is in a proper place with the Lord, but yet you still struggling. I want to declare and decree, baby, it's time for you to worry about your own soul and salvation. You better get the naysayer out of your ear. For me in my house, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight that we going to worship the Lord. Oh, my God, I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to go. So the Lord shared with me. I love my ADM family because y'all get it fresh off the press first. The Lord shared with me, we done come through a 7 year of famine, 7 year where things Moses was struggling 7 years, even in that famine, watch this, even with the men of God, in that 7 year of famine, they had to go to Pharaoh and they had to purchase grain. They had to buy these different things for they could begin to survive. Many people took things for granted. They did not save. They did not bring in different things in their life for pertaining to their life. So why? Now the famine hit them hard. Y'all hear me? Finances done got drained. Y'all hear me? We had a surplus. Now it got drained. We had this here. Now it's got drained. But now you're going to get ready to enter into 7 years of prosperity. You're going to enter into that. And this is an individual move. This is an individual. It's not a corporate move. I'm sorry. I know God's been doing a lot of things corporately, but now this is going to be an individual. This is why the Holy Ghost is pressing upon many of you about prayer, many of you just getting back in alignment, many of you getting rid of some things, getting out of some things. The calling of God is pulling many people strongly. It's like a tug of war going on. But some of you, you need to let your other hand go. That's the other hand that you got to hold on that is connected to the enemy and is trying to bring accusations and different things that, my God, tried to happen to you, this happened to you, that happened to you. Baby, let it go, because the enemy, his job, he wants you to suffer. He wants you to go through. He don't want you to enjoy life. He don't want you to look back where you come from and say, ain't no one did it, but God did it. Who did it? God did it. But I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to walk into this blessed season in this blessed place, because the Holy Ghost is cultivating each and every one of you with the spirit of grace and with the spirit of mercy to cultivate many of you. That's why many of you, you feel the pulling. That's why many of you feeling the tugging. This is a totally different intercession. Even though the Holy Ghost is pulling you for interceding to come up higher, but this intercession, this is a whole nother level of intercession. This is an intercession that you finna enter into a place with God, and you finna walk into your prosperity like never before. I wish somebody could test this brother and say, what God has for me, I'm finna get ready to see it. What God has for me, it's finna manifest in my life. What God has for me, I'm finna walk into the season to where I'm not gonna wonder, I'm not gonna ponder. I'm finna get ready to walk in it. I'm finna live in it. I'm finna experience. It's going to happen regardless of who don't like it. It's going to happen regardless of who got something to say about it. It's going to happen. Somebody say, what he has for me. What he has for me. This is why it's very important. I would have been teaching on the relationship with God. It was because of the relationship of the man of God, the Joshua, to where he's had visions and what God was doing before him. It was because of the relationship he knew and understood what to do. It was because of the relationship that he already knew that this time I need to take care of this, and I'm finna get ready to walk into these years of prosperity. It was because of the relationship of God. He knew what to do. He knew what information to give. He knew how to give the information. He knew what to say. And all they had to do is what? Oh, my God, all they had to do is operate whatever information that God already released. He already knew this walk here that we finna get ready to walk. Baby, you can't listen to any and everybody, because your relationship with God is going to take a bigger importance of this journey. You're going to have to hear God, what opportunities to go into, what doors to go into. You don't want to miss nothing. Who to entertain, who to talk to, because you next phase within your life. This is why the wooing of God is coming. And you cannot do it with clutter in your ears. You cannot do it with the naysayers in your ears. You cannot do it with the wannabe, my God, can I just use this term right here? The wannabes, biblical scholars, and they don't have nothing to show for in their life what they don't operate into the word of God and show it can manifest and work for them. You don't want to be in that area. You don't want to be in that area. Why? Because I'm not saying that you're going to have a life of misery. But what I'm saying, I love to live in the residual blessings of God. I love to live into the high standards blessing of God. Yeah, many of you, you could get blessed and it would get you on to tomorrow. And you could go out and look for the next blessing. It would get you to that next day. Amen. I'm tired of living. I don't know about you, but is there anybody tonight? You're tired of living from blessing paycheck to blessing paycheck. Y'all hear me? I want a surplus of the Lord, what God is doing for me in my life. I want to chase after the surplus, not living from paycheck to paycheck, week to week, month to month, day by day. I want a surplus. Let me live within years, God. Let me live 3 years down the road, 3 years here, 3 years there, 4 years there. Because why? It's a surplus that is happening in my life. It's a surplus. Hallelujah. See, God wants you to go after the surplus. I know it's good that you're getting $5 worth of gas. It could take you to the next point. It could take you to the next appointment or the next destination. But, baby, it's time for you to get out of that stress. It's time for you to get out of that worryation, worrying about how you're going to get to the next point, worrying about where this next avenue going to come, this next blessing going to come, how, where the next finance is going to come, where this next move going to take place, where my next healing going to take place, worrying about one thing after another thing. Somebody need to say, I'm going into a season where my worry is not going to be worrying no more, because all that's going to get put to the rest, because I'm ready to chase after the surplus of the Lord, the surplus thing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To chase after the surplus of things of God. You can't be lazy. It's not for lazy individuals. It's not for lazy people. It's not for individuals that got a good talk game. But the question is, can you get up and move? Can you get up and go to work? Can you get up and work what you're talking? Because how God begin to reproduce blessings from this earth and begin to give you earthly surplus, you have to put forth earthly work. Can I talk to somebody? You have to put forth what? Earthly work. That's why I praise God when somebody in the group, family group chat, and they say, you know what, I'm tired, but I still give God a praise. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to be your tired. It's going to be days to where you're tired. It's going to be days to where say, God, I ain't getting enough sleep, because you are so busy, and you are busy, my God, with productivity. And that's another core principle into the kingdom of God, being productive. You are not having an idle mind. You are living in surplus. You are walking in surplus, and surplus is going to make you tired, and surplus is very busy, and surplus is things that is going to happen. And when the man of God, when there was in their 7 years of surplus, there was the 7 years where they worked, there was 7 years where they harvest, there was 7 years they brought in the crop, they stored, there was 7 years to where they done took a part of the kingdom and turn it into a retail grocery store. Y'all hear me? They took that part of the kingdom. My God, he said, look, we're going to keep some for us, but we're going to sell this other over here. So they took up a part of it. And the man of God, he operated and went into business. He began to do what? He began to sell the surplus. Y'all hear me? So now once they come out of the 7 year of famine, they don't accumulate, they don't grew their wealth. They don't grew what? Their wealth. Where you're going, Pastor? Well, the Lord trying to grow your wealth. Y'all hear me? 7 years of surplus. Once you come out of that, guess what? You don't grow your wealth. You won't even know a famine that is going to hit. You won't even worry about what the country is going to do. Because why? Your wealth don't grow. You done grew. And God trying to bring you into surplus wealth. So we got to begin to get into a place. This is why it's very important to understand the relationship of God for your life, for your walk. It's not about nobody else, boo. It's about you and him. It's about what you're trying to attain out of life, what you're trying to get out of life. You got to get all the other clutter out of your ears and begin to seek the Lord for your what? For yourself. Seek him while it's day. Hallelujah. Seek him for yourself, for a surplus. Hallelujah. I'm about to go, y'all. So we begin into the relationship of God. We begin to talk about the things of God. Now, fully understand why God said, forgive yourself. Don't be in this place. Because once we be in the place of hurt, we be in the place of sadness, we be in the place of down, and you can't really clearly hear the Lord, and you can't really clearly move. The enemy begin to play on your emotions. They begin to... You cannot allow the enemy begin to play on your emotions and play on your mind. playing on your emotions, who looking at you, who caring about you, who mad at you, who feels some type of way. Baby, don't you worry about that, because it'll cause you to miss your surplus. It'll cause you from missing your blessing. Don't allow that to happen. Hallelujah. Because what God has for you is what it is for you. I love the end of the story when the man of God, Joseph, revealed himself to his brothers. And his brothers just looking, they shook their head, because at the end of the day, they did wrong. But guess what he did? He already had a surplus going on in his life. He was already walking into wealth. He was already walking into residual wealth. He didn't have no bitterness. He said, look, I understood. Because at the end of the day, you had to do what you had to do. Because if you ain't did what you did, I would not be in this position where I'm at now. I know it was rough. I know it was hard. I know it was tough. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I know it was, my God, looked like it was brutal. But because you did what you did, that's the reason why I'm in this position right now. And I'm in a position where I got surplus. And now I thank God for what I could see and I done came out of. I could be a blessing to you. I want to pause and stop and tell somebody tonight, when I get off this line, as I get off this line, listen, my God, you got to thank God for everything that you done been through. Because some of you, what God is setting up on you in your life, you had to go through. You had to get talked about. You had to get stabbed in your back. You had to get lied on. They had to walk on you and kick you while you was down. Because if they did not, you will not be where you at right now. And also where God is finna get ready to take you. Don't you live with bitterness in your heart, hatred in your heart with people. Thank them what they done did. Because now God finna raise you up into an area of surplus. Hallelujah. I'm finna go now. And surplus. Your relationship with God is very important. Very important. And understand how to build that relationship is very important. Not holding things in your heart pertaining to people. Thank them. Because some of you, you are mature now, you are wiser now, you are stronger now. Don't mess up your surplus because you're still feeling some type of way what someone done did. Get all that out of your heart. Get all that out of your life. Because we could go and jump and shout and we could fall out under the power of God. We could do all this kind of stuff and we could still get back up and still live in the same situation. All we have is just a good feeling, but we're still in the same predicament. We're still there. Somebody say surplus. Hallelujah. Surplus. Listen, I just want to get on and just prophetically share that with you all. And just want to just talk to you all and let you know. We're going to get ready to go into a prophetic move. This is going to be a prophetic 7 years of apostolic propheticness. And this is going to be an individual accordance, individual account. This is where you as individual, that God's going to get ready to set you up. And this is why the Holy Ghost is hovering on many of you. Telling you, release that. Don't have that in you. Love that. See this a different way. Different perspective of looking at this. Amen. Getting back in alignment. Get back into work. Getting back connected and reunited and with the Spirit of the Lord. Because why? He's conditioning you. For you won't miss this surplus. Because now when you come out, your value of who you are and the wealth of who you are, it's going to be more greater than what you went in with. It's going to be more greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I got to get ready to get out of here. But I just want to share that with you. These are little, these are really little sound bites of what's going to get delivered in December the 30th and 31st. I've been given sound bites because God got greatness for each and every one of you. He don't want you all to miss it. This is why information comes first. Revelation comes. Insight comes. He began to plead. The Holy Ghost began to plead and began to allow you to see and say, please come over. Because he don't want you to miss it. I thank God that along this journey, that when the Holy Ghost began to plead, tell me to do things, I don't second think it. I don't even question it. I begin to do. It's nothing special about me as a pastor. It's nothing special about even my wife, First Lady. Nothing special. Only thing we do is what we're telling you all right now tonight, the way of the Lord. Walk with your relationship
Don't have things in your heart. Love people. Because God will also have people to crush you, but he can remake you. And it's not no offense to them. It's just where he's trying to take you. Hallelujah. Listen, Pastor, I'm finna get ready to go. Get ready. I want to get you all geared up. That's why some, if y'all been looking, by 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, I've been sending you texts. Are you ready to pray? I'm praying. Because why? I'm trying to get you ready. I'm trying to mentally get you ready. But we can get ready to launch out into 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, intercession, prayer, teaching. So get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Listen, Pastor, we're going to go, and I just bless God for you all. Let's keep going and keep pushing. Let's begin to walk with love, and let's walk with kindness. Let's begin to get our perspectives back in place and get back in alignment, and let's get ready to walk into the surplus. I want the surplus. I'm not living from blessing to blessing. I want to live into the overflow of the things of God, the surplus things of God. Hallelujah. Because you're living from blessing to blessing, baby, you could be blessed, but you're still stressed. I understand the t-shirt says, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I wish that thing was so true, because y'all know many of us, we are blessed, but you're still stressed, because we're living from blessing to blessing. And we don't know if that one blessing is going to come together like it needs to be. So I live on edge. I want to take you off from living on edge. I want to take you from living stressful. And let's live into the place, my God Almighty, of the overflow. Let's live into a place of the abundance. Let's live in that place. And that's a place of peace, love. That's a place of happiness. That's a place of peace. That's a place of joy. That's a place knowing that it's going to work out. It's going to work out. You're not worrying about it because it's already done worked out. Hallelujah. Listen, you all, I'm going to get out of here. I just want to bless God with you all. We say thank you, and thank you for tuning in. December the 30th and 31st, please grab family members, grab them all. You want to make sure you're in these sessions, in these classes, and plus the service on every night that we're going to have on Friday night, December the 30th at 7:30. Amen. It's going to be a worship service that is open up to the public. Please come and be a part. Bring your family, because it's going to definitely be impartation that is going to take place on every night. It's going to be something that is really going to shift your spirit. And also on the 31st, I'm telling you, we're going to be walking flat-footed in the Holy Ghost into the things of God. It's shift you and cause a paradigm to happen, not only spiritually, but I'm telling you, you're going to begin to see the manifestation where naturally. Come on, somebody. We just bless the Lord, and we give him the glory, and we thank you. I just want to say peace. We out. God bless you.